Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, we're premiering a multi-part sketch called The Movie Mongol, and this sketch came from my experience with two sources, the film Weird Science and the Poetic Edda.
Well, in any case, listener, remember that there's an implicit question that serves as the premise. Figure it out, mail it in, and you could win a valuable prize.
The place, Lower Heights. The year, late last year. Timmy, a fourth-grade student at Zuzu Petals Elementary, gives up his dental hygienist job to excellence in his kids' film production class. The teacher, Melvin Hoplite, has assigned their students production of a full-length feature film on $15 or less. Using ancient machinery and new-ish mammal bones, Timmy plays God with science and creates not a movie mogul, but instead, a movie mongol.
See, Timmy, this one demonstrates that she can learn. I have not destroyed the garage door of your so-called father. I have used the highfalutin swinging door.
Okay, let me try it, Timmy. Old guy Niaga. Hello, hun.
I told you she wouldn't get the joke. She's more a U.S. presidential history expert.
Hello, hun? Did you just try a hun joke out with me?
I told you, Mrs. Spaven Hoover. She's a Mongol, not a hun. Completely different horde.
Oh, my. What a shiny scimitar you've got there, Executive Director Niaga.
Now, Orlok Niaga. Charlene Spaven Hoover is our storyboard artist.
This one is bored of her story already, Timmy. Let us go and drink blood from the neck of wild horses and forget about him.
Actually, Orlok Niaga, my job is to help you put your imagination more directly onto celluloid. I draw pictures that help visualize key scenes from Timmy's movie.
This one cannot use a writing implement.
Her hands are just too big.
So this one must reluctantly concede you are talented. I see you drew simplistic cartoonish versions of main cast. What is this large wave?
Ah, that's not a wave. That's motion. Bill Preusel's character, see here, is swinging the baseball bat in what our director, Timmy, thinks is a paean to Robert De Niro's performance in The Untouchables.
A man stands alone at the plate. This is a time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
I see. There is violence, and I can appreciate that. But this one would prefer it if Spaven Hoover erased wave and put in shower of blood just there.
I told you, Orlok Niaga. My teacher, Mr. Hoplite, says we cannot have violence and blood in our fourth grade movies.
This one has said it before and will say it again. Your teacher, Timmy, must be a man whose hands, having never seen a day of burning or pillaging in his life, are pale, almost translucent, to see the blue veins beneath and silky. He does not deserve to wield a director's crop.
Why are you so obsessed with my teacher's hands? Sheesh!
That's all the time we have for The Movie Mongol. Tune in next time when we'll hear Orlok Niaga say,
"This one understands heart on storyboard means Kim loves Sesame. But where are big, still pumping veins and arteries bulging out like Realistico?"
Well, Tony, I'm curious to see if anybody guessed today's implicit question.
Angela Mantinelli from Crab Orchard, Kentucky asks, "Can you use film stock like chicken stock?"
That's something that, if I was a philosopher, I would call a category error.
But we suggest that you try film stock and see how your soup likes it.
That's what you deserve for an answer like that. People who deserve a lot better than we give them are our cast. Jody Stewart-Strobel, Kevin Decker, Sarah O'Hare, and Ann Porter.
This episode was written by Kevin Decker, but we're also going to thank the only man who's held funerals for his old videotapes, Brian Lindsay.